The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly
on the Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
Good. Well, Omaha World Herald is reporting that the hail damage from that big storm that came through last week has insurers calling it a catastrophe.
Yeah,
could top $80 million.
It had to be a record.
Yeah, it sounds pretty nutty.
Windows destroyed, car windows and stuff like that.
Is it 80 million?
80 million is what they're looking at. The average, it said if auto claims average $2,500 a piece, and then those roofing claims are averaging about $5,000, some industry groups, like some insurance groups, are saying it's going to come out, top out at about $80 million in damage from just that one brief window in that storm. They say all the hail fell in two swaths. One starting in Irvington and spread east through the Keystone, Benson, Country Club, Dundee neighborhoods. And then the other one was farther south, like West Center Road toward Offutt Air Force Base.
I have to say, you didn't hear a lot of complaining about it, though.
No.
Like, people just kind of acted like Midwesterners. Like, well, that's what you get.
Yeah.
You have hail.
Thankful wasn't worse. You know, maybe it was reflective after we saw all the damage in Bellevue.
What time today was that again?
It was
in the evening.
I was like right about maybe 9:30.
At night, okay. All right.
Between 9:30 and 10.
Yeah.
And it was through the city in 10 minutes.
Gone. My mom should save one of the hail balls. And it looks like, it's a tennis ball.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. You're like, wow, we're talking about property. I mean, we're so lucky that nobody, I haven't heard any reports of anyone getting hit, like physically. I mean,
People ran outside and they were putting their cars in the garage. A lot of those people will tell you, they were getting
belted.
Yeah, hammered. It hurt.
Oh, that's got to hurt. Well, local roofing repair crews say that they're too busy to be taking time off, but this heat is really slowing things down.
Well, the weather comes down today and tomorrow, but from Monday on, it's like 99 degrees as a high every day next week. I mean, all next week is just full
it's
on.
It's in the upper 90s all week.
Full on spank.
Cooling stations are all open. The Salvation Army and cooling stations. But these roofing, they say they've been working overtime since the hailstorm last week. And, you know, the tornadoes that came before that and the strong winds. But roofers say it's like 10 to 15 degrees hotter on a roof compared to on the ground. I mean, you're standing up there, you see those guys, you're like, and just the pure...
They're wearing sweatshirts and stuff. I had to stay, you know, the sun, whatever they can wear to, you know, reflect the sun from beating down on them. I don't know how they do that either.
I don't know.
You know.
Omaha residents are getting a say in naming a new city park. It's currently called Dam Site 15A, which, I don't know, can't we just vote to keep that? Sounds really catchy.
Back in the day, they all were Dam Site.
Yeah, Dam Site 16 is where we used to always go. Mm-hmm. Dam Site 16.
Where's 15A at?
It's northwest of 168th and Fort Streets. So it's, it's out there.
Okay.
The city naming committee is taking suggestions through July 24th. They're hoping to pick a name by mid-August. The park is expected to open next spring. But that's pretty cool that we're going to get like
It's very exciting.
New lake. My God. All right. Tough room. President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin are scheduled to have their first face-to-face meeting later today. Highly anticipated meeting between the two leaders is likely to overshadow any other news coming out of the G20 summit in Germany. Russia's actions in Syria and the Ukraine are expected to be among the topics discussed.
It's what's going to happen. Like, unless Trump punches him in the face... or hugs him, bro hugs, it'll all be over speculated.
I just don't know two things happen in my head. I imagine them just getting together and hugging, like, hey, what's up? And then the other one's just like, they don't talk. They just,
The Cold War, when we hated each other, they shake hands. Mm-hmm. It's all just a public. Like it all happens behind closed doors.
Yeah, that's the thing. I was going to wonder if we will even get to see. They're going to have their first face-to-face meeting, but that doesn't necessarily mean in front of the press. That just means that they're meeting face-to-face. I think neither one of these men would probably want any cameras there.
So he met with Merkel again, Angela Merkel, and they don't, you know, they were the first time they met, everybody said it was weird. So I don't know if you saw the other day, they finally shook hands for the first time.
Okay.
But that still looked awkward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I don't think she suffers fools.
No.
Wow.
I didn't realize that when Putin had met her years ago, she has a big fear of dogs. So he brought his dog.
Is it a big, giant dog? A big mastiff,
and it's this iconic photo of them sitting next to each other, like one of those when you meet.
Uh-huh.
And the dog is in the middle. And she is staring down at the dog with big eyes, like alarm.
Like,
and he's leaning back with this just cat ate the canary grin. Like, oh, have you met my dog?
God.
Like, whoa.
He eats kittens for breakfast. U.S. authorities are trying to seize millions of dollars held in 8 major international banks. The money is linked to companies that deal with North Korea. So prosecutors are trying to seize these the funds. Warrants in the federal court yesterday against Bank of America, J.P. Morgan Chase, Wells Fargo, Citigroup, Bank of New York, that Deutsche Bank.
Deutsche Bank.
Deutsche Bank, HSBC Holdings, and Standard Chartered. So apparently these guys all have money linked to companies that deal with North Korea. And a state lawmaker in Hawaii wants to reopen the old military bunkers there in case of a nuclear attack by North Korea.
Well, we tried to get a UN Security Council like condemnation yesterday, and Russia and China wouldn't go along with it.
Condemnation of their actions?
Of their actions.
Okay,
yeah. Of the missile launch.
Still, Russia and China are like, oh, no. It's like their little brother who's like completely gone berserk, but big bro and middle bro are still.
Well, I think that's what it's going to take to fix this. It's going to have to be the Chinese.
China is the big one.
Behind closed doors, they all talk to each other like, okay,
enough.
What's the deal here?
Right.
You hope.
Well, unless.
Well, nobody wants World War III.
No. But you also wonder if the Chinese and Russians are loving it. You know, like you've really rattled the cage of the West. This is great. Keep up the good work. Because you feel like they would have put their foot down by now.
Well, they're so, like, we'll tell you when to stop.
Yeah, but like, keep doing it. You're doing a great job. So I guess this guy, he's a Republican from Honolulu. Like, it's like their state legislator. He wants to, he said that the North Korea's test there on the 3rd was a wake-up call. So these are the bunkers and tunnels that were built in Hawaii by the U.S. military before World War II. And they want to refurbish these tunnels in Oahu as civilian shelters in case of attack from North Korea.
Okay.
So North Korea, you know, I mean, you hear stuff like that and you're like, well, aren't you kind of feeding into and giving them what they want? The military experts believe it might have a range of nearly 5,000 miles. So that would put Hawaii within striking distance.
And a lot of this is bluster, though. They can't hit any of our stuff with a nuclear now.
No.
How the hell are they going to hit it?
Yeah. Well, they're not supposed to have nukes.
They're a long way off.
As many as 3,000 Microsoft workers are losing their jobs in a major company reorganization. Microsoft announced yesterday that the move is intended to help it focus more on its growing cloud business. 3/4 of the layoffs involve sales staff outside of the U.S., so it shouldn't impact us here in the U.S. Microsoft said that they're not in... they are not intended to cut costs, but to change the way the company is handling sales. And a new trial date is set for the sexual assault case against comedian Bill Cosby. Proceedings are going to begin in Pennsylvania on November 6th. He gets the summer. He's charged with drugging and sexually assaulting a former Temple University employee in 2004. The first trial ended last month in a mistrial when the jury failed to reach a verdict.
It'll be the same place, too.
Yeah, Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The two Americans are recovering after they were gored in this year's Running of the Bulls in Pamplona, Spain. That snuck up. I forgot that it was the Running of the Bulls.
Today's the day.
So I guess two Americans, they got...
Yeah. Three gored so far. There's like 6 injuries. One guy in a scrotum again.
That's what I saw the scrotum. I was like, oh...
Yeah, abdomen for another guy.
That's the sweet spot.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Well, because they go down and lift.
They go for your legs.
They go to your legs to like get you out from under, and then that just catches you on the... Because they sharpen up.
I don't think they sharpen up. That would be awesome if they did. But
well, I mean, it seems like those... They're sharp. Their horns are really...
Yeah, they are. Yeah, I know how you could fix that, actually. Dulling it? I don't
Well, that would take the sport out of it.
Absolutely.
I mean, there's already... It's amazing.
I mean, you think you would put... Why not put big Nerf balls on top
of
it? It's still pretty dangerous if the thing knocks you down.
Yep. I mean, if you get trampled by a bull, I don't think you're hopping back up and being like, woo, that was close. Spaniard was also...
They say about 12 people have died.
Over, like, in time or just... Okay. I was going to say, 12 people this year sounds a little bit of...
12 people and four Americans.
Have died. Running with zebras.
Let's see, 15 people. 15 people have died.
Okay.
Doesn't that seem dumb? You would think how stupid that is that 15 people have died. You would think once somebody, one person dies, you're like, okay, we have to change the rules.
Yeah. I mean, maybe it just adds the excitement to it. I don't know who runs with the bulls.
Do you, by any chance, in that where you're finding that information, is it telling you how long they've been doing it?
Well, it says since record keeping began in 1924,
okay,
15 people had died. But I'm sure there's, maybe it was crazier back in the day.
Yeah, it must be.
The big headline that had happened last year was that during the running of the bulls, a Spanish bullfighter was gored to death in the ring.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it was the first time it had happened in 30 years.
Yeah.
That a bull got a bullfighter.
That's crazy because, I mean, they really do. It's sort of cheating what they do to the bull. You know, they have, it looks like mail on them, like chain mail, but really those are like swords. Slow them down.
Well, it's interesting.
That's why Pete is always after them because they're like, well, it's not, I mean, it's not exactly a fair fight. Like,
Peter probably has a lot of things to complain about on this one.
No, this one for sure. But
these bulls come from different families, mm-hmm. Groups. This is from a Sabata Gago Ranch. And they're labeled as fierce. They have gored 53 people since 1985. These types of ranch bulls.
Their website. We are responsible for goring 85 people.
They have caused more injuries than any other of the ranches.
I knew that there were families that grew them.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I knew that there were like families that grew them. I mean, it's considered an honor. I mean, it'd be like a big deal. Like if your bull got chosen to be the bull in Pamplona, that's like, OMG, this is a brag moment.
It's been all Spaniards who have died. One guy from Mexico and only one American. American in 1995. God, that would suck. 22-year-old.
God, it wouldn't be a pleasant
22-year-old from Glen Ellyn, Illinois. How mad would your parents be?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. A 22-year-old? But would you do it? So would you run with the bulls? I'm too out of shape to do it now.
Would you have ever done it?
No.
I mean, do you know anybody who's like, bucket list, run with the bulls?
Oh, if you were 22.
I don't know if I would have. No, I'd
I'd be too scared.
I'd be too scared. I mean, I'm not fearless by any means. I never have been fearless. Then you'd have to be. That's a different.
That's
human
like adrenaline
that's doing
junkie.
That. I don't. Not me.
That's like adrenaline junkie type of deal. It's not even so much fearless. It's almost like the high you would get. Like you looked death in the eye and walked away. I mean, that is somebody who really has.
The horns scare me alone.
Yeah.
No way. Nope. Would you do it, Jeff? Back in your young days?
When we were 20, who knows? I mean, you're sitting right when you're 22, you're sitting in bars. I mean,
yeah.
These kids are all running on drunk energy.
That's the problem, is that it's probably like a lot of liquid courage that gets people like, yeah, let's do it. And then you wake up the next day, you're like, oh my God, did I just agree to run with bulls? So the internet has become a breeding ground for human opinion, let's just say. I mean, you can good, bad, the ugly, but people will do their best to try to ignore some of the pretty ugly stuff. Well, now, apparently, trolls, as they are most likely called, that the reason trolls behave the way they do with just their venom and coming after people is that it may be a psychological condition. These people may actually have personality traits of sadism and like lack of empathy. That's people who are the online trolls that leave those nasty comments and start up those awful fights it might just be a compulsion. High levels of sociopathy.
Compulsion.
Yeah.
But is it learned behavior? You wonder if they're, you know, somebody gets to sit behind a keyboard and say things they've never been able to say that you would never say face to face. And then they start feeling empowered.
That's gotta be it.
You know, you go to work, you have your job, maybe you hate your boss and then they go home and they're like, I'm going to hate on him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's been around forever.
Yep.
The idea of it since the first internet chat room, AOL. I remember when AOL was around, it'd be like a Friday night would be over at my buddy's house before you go out. and he would get on different chat rooms.
I'd do it on...
Because there'd be like women only. Uh-huh. And he'd go on there and pretend to be a lady for a little bit.
And then
he'd be like, any of you blanks want a blankety blank? And they'd be like, get out of here! They'd all flame him and get mad. And he'd giggle and log off. Like, he'd get on my buddy's computer and go anger people in chat rooms. It was like he was the first internet troll. We're like, you're such a dick. Why are you doing that? Because AOL was full of niche groups.
Yeah, and then the Yahoo.
Like the Archers Club. Mm-hmm. A bunch of nerds talking about archery. And then you go in there and you play like a real person.
And you're losing.
And they're like, do any of you archer dorks ever get laid? And then they're all shooting little internet arrows at you. And he got off on it like he was a troll.
Isn't that what they're doing? It's got to have some fun to it, you know. I don't know. People you don't know and insulting them and going bye-bye.
It's just a fall to straight destruction. And yeah. People just look to hurt you.
Yeah.
You know, like going on and telling strangers you're fat.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, I can't even imagine thinking like and hitting send. I mean, it's one thing to even like take that moment to like type it. You're like, I feel so empowered. I typed it. Delete.
I'm trying to think of the worst thing I've ever typed to... commented or anything. I don't think it's on too bad of a level. I mean, you could call me a troll, but am I psycho? No. I don't know what the deal is. I just sometimes I feel like lashing out, and if there's no one around me, I'll lash out against someone. Hey, I don't know.
Well, there you are.
I was going to say.
Describe the sociopathic behavior.
Right. Low levels of empathy.
I have empathy.
Lean towards the nature of trolling instead of, say, compassion. I mean, you don't see this stuff and think, like, how can I help? You're like, loser.
How can I hurt? How can I hurt these people? Well, I mean, still, I guess it's free speech.
It's like, you gotta.
Yeah.
It's like the Ed Sheeran thing we talked this week. You have to have a thick skin.
You do.
If you want to get on the internet.
Don't go on. It's a scary place. That is your news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
How do I hurt?
Well, there was the thing that went viral this week of the gal who sat next to a guy on a plane and he was texting his friend that there was a fat girl next to him.
That was terrible.
But that kind of gets into a weird area. The guy is privately...
Who cares? That's his deal, not hers.
That guy's a jerk, right? He's texting about her, but... It's not like he went on the internet.
Yeah, that was like invasion of privacy on the woman's part.
That's freedom of speech. Right. He can do whatever he wants.
Yeah. It was an awful moment, and it went super viral because then she put it on Instagram, the whole story.
Well, she would be the troll at that point.
I don't think she's a troll. It's just don't go looking for it.
Mm-hmm. No.
Like, you know what I mean? You can't go read every comment that trolls you and then...
Oh.
What's the appropriate reaction? Is it fair to always go, somebody said something bad about me? Like, you have to be an adult, right?
Yes.
And just let it go, man. It doesn't even matter. In the big scheme.
What is it? Sticks and stones.
Sticks and stones
will
break
still
my bones.
Teach that?
Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me.
Do you teach that?
No, I've never.
That's right.
You've never said that to your kids?
Come on.
No. All words hurt. Kids now are empowered.
Yes,
words
it's sad.
Hurt.
It's sad.
Don't you tell your kids?
Somebody said stupid, and they were like, that is a bad word. You don't get to use that word. I was like, that's stupid. And it was like something dumb.
Yeah.
You know, like, it was a flippant deal.
Yeah.
And that was like, oh, you have said a bad word. It's weird. Word police.
Sticks and stones will break my bones, but words will never hurt me.
Yeah.
Our parents or teachers told you that. Somebody said this about me on the playground, and our parents didn't say he shouldn't say that.
Sticks and stones will break your bones, but words will never hurt you.
Basically saying you're never going to silence other people. Mm-hmm. So you got to
just let it
rise
go.
Rise up.
Omaha's number one hit music station.
This is
the one and only.
They're going to be smoking hot. If you thought yesterday and the day before was hot, this is going to be like it all week long.
Mm.
Yeah, so... How to prepare for that, I don't know. Pools, even pools are hot. I mean, you sit there and you boil too. So I guess shade is the main deal.
When people have like those cooling towels. Have you seen that?
I have a couple of them. I've yet to use them.
Work or not.
Yeah.
Because my brother and I golfed with Boyle yesterday and John O'Bradford. And both Boyle and my brother have those.
Yeah.
Cooling towels. And I bought one of those cooling hats.
Okay.
Basically, these things are supposed to be, soak them in water and they retain.
They retain the water and they stay cool.
Hmm.
I bought two of them thinking that, I don't know why I bought them actually. I thought maybe it would just be wet.
We fell for the
emergency. Yeah.
Like,
totally. It fell for the
cooling technology. There's a ton of them that they sell them.
It's a bandana. It looks like a bandana.
What about your, hairnet.
Hairnet, they have become lost.
Hairnet with cooling properties?
Right. Lost? You just bought them.
I think Wileen took them away somewhere, placed them elsewhere. Someone stopped by last night and asked, hey, where's your headnet at? And I'm like, I can't find them. So,
see,
but it's not cool.
There's a company called Mission, and their technology is called EnduraCool.
Okay, so...
And they make a ton of stuff.
Yeah.
They make those towels.
The towels are great.
And what, they just have natural cooling properties?
It's somehow... I guess soaks water more, holds onto it. So instead of it just immediately, like out of a regular towel,
it keeps you cool somehow.
But isn't it just hot water then? At that point, like you're just like got a hot water hat on your head, or does it actually keep the water cool?
Well, the thing
is, it wicks away sweat while regulating evaporation of moisture, and when it cools, instantly cools when wet to 20 degrees below average body temperature.
Okay.
I can't really tell if it does anything. I'm with Molly. In hot weather, it dries instantly.
Yeah, I have one in the car. We'll bring it in. And okay. It's never been used. You don't have to worry about being all sweaty. It just sits there.
Cooling towels. See, they make cooling towels.
That's what mine is, a cooling
towel. And they come in big, bright, electric colors.
I know,
colors.
That's a pretty, like, I mean, it looks like a scarf.
You kind of, everybody looks like a lead singer in a band. I mean, all day when they're putting. You're waiting for them to lean over to a mic and go, how you guys doing? Are you hydrating? It's a great show.
We're back nine.
Thanks for coming out.
We got a great set for you guys today. Leading on drums.
That introduce the band moment when the lazy...
The awkward, it's like nobody cares.
Well, you're used to this when you grow up in Omaha, Nebraska, when bands come to town and you're like, are they even going to talk to us once tonight?
God, I know.
They do like half the show. Mm-hmm. How are you guys doing?
Yeah,
isn't it a happy medium, though? Because I kind of want them to say hi, but I don't want them to talk long.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
You want them to have that good banter.
And I don't want to talk a lot.
Right. I just always wanted them to acknowledge your town.
Mm-hmm.
We get super excited, like, are they going to say Omaha? Are they going to say that they're in Nebraska? Because you don't know if they even know.
But Joshua Tree was just, saw the U2 concert, and I got so nervous whenever Bono would start talking, because I'd be like, oh no, please don't.
Be a speech?
Yes, because you never know with
I'm
him.
I'm with you.
Like,
I
it can
know.
Be like, you know, then there's the band, and I don't know if he's just getting too old. And he's like, read my literature or do whatever. But I mean, he kept it on point. I mean, he really did keep it nice and tight.
Yeah.
And even at one point, he's like, I mean, I'm Irish. I mean, I can talk. And we're all like, oh, yeah, we know. We've seen your concerts before.
We
have sat through the monologues.
We have heard it all.
He kept it. That was that moment where, because he introduced everybody, you know, like, I always think it's so funny with bands like that and the lead singer. You know, I mean, it's U2. We all know The Edge. We all know Adam Clayton, but he still takes that moment. He's like, you know, and here, I want to introduce
the band.
And it was like so funny because you're thinking, you're U2. Everybody knows who you guys are.
But Bono has said millions of incredible speeches.
Yes.
Between songs.
Right.
And when it works, it's incredible.
Right. But when you're at that moment where you're like, I really want to hear Joshua Tree.
Yes. Just get moving a little bit. Move on.
Omaha's number one hit music station.
Wake up.
Wake in the morning to the sound
of nonstop music.
Every morning, you're listening to the Big Party Morning Show.
So Andrew Garfield, we know him for one of the incarnations of the Spider-Man series. Not the most recent one that's opening today, by the way. Spider-Man Homecoming.
That's little Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. Spider-Mans keep getting smaller.
This
guy's just a tiny little guy. He's like 8 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, my name's Tom Holland. I wanted to be Spider-Man. They're like, add water and he grows.
What's the target?
I don't know.
For those movies now, just babies?
And Tobey Maguire's been like catty girl about it.
Tobey now looks buff and huge compared to all of the Spider-Mans.
Tobey got like roided or something over the last. But he recently was asked, like, they're like, well, they're saying this is the best Spider-Man ever. Like, not like the best Spider-Man movie, but like this has been the best. And he's like, this is not the best Spider-Man. Like, he and Kirsten Dunst have been very protective of their franchise. Like, they've been like, no. I think we all know who the best Spider-Mans were.
What's the fair thing? Those are the last ones I paid attention to. I checked out.
So there was Tobey Maguire, and then they did the reboot, and that was the whole thing. It was Andrew Garfield and Emma Stone. And those two dated while they were doing that. I mean, they were a couple.
And here we are at Tom Holland.
And now we're at Tom Holland, who, I don't know, is a little no name.
Yeah.
But they're like, you know, trying to grow the brand. But Andrew Garfield, who we did know at one point as Spidey, He is getting a little heat for an interview that he did. He's right now in a play, Angels in America. They've done like a restaging of it. And it's a pretty heavy production. I mean, HBO did a series, not a series, but they...
First look.
HBO did a movie of Angels in America, won all sorts of... So it's heavy stuff. It's about AIDS in the 80s and the whole, you know, what happened. And so he is playing one of the leads, and who is a homosexual male. And apparently during an interview with the Gay Times, he was talking about the fact that as far as I know, I'm not a gay man. Maybe I'll have an awakening later in my life, which I'm sure will be wonderful. And then he goes on to say that one of his preparations is he's practically living like a gay guy lifestyle, because every Sunday, which is the only day he has off, he invites 8 of his friends over and they all watch RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, oh, really?
Is that a slur? You can't say that.
Is that what being a gay guy is? Hanging out with 8 of your pals and watching RuPaul's Drag Race? People are a little spiky
about
it.
Now, what if a gay guy was like, yeah, I play a straight guy in this movie, so on the weekends I watch football and eat nachos and I beat up my girlfriend. I mean, would we all freak out?
They'll be like, oh, is that what it takes to be?
Oh my God, how dare you? No, we would all be like, yeah, that's funny. I mean, people can say things in America.
I don't get it. The Twitter universe just took off with this thing. It's just like, come on, dude.
I mean,
is there any there?
Well, this is the deal.
How's his performance?
The outrage... I don't know. I mean, I'm sure it's
fabulous,
unbelievable, but part of what people, and I do think that there is a little bit of this. If you are going to play this iconic gay part, you would hope that you would be a little bit more sensitive to the whole community in which you're playing, playing about. And so part of what people are angry about, it's not the RuPaul thing. That's stupid. That's just whatever. But the idea that he can choose to be gay. Like, people are like, no, you're born gay.
Baby, you were born this way.
Exactly. And so I think partly people are like, oh, well, how fun for you when later in life you want to dabble on.
How dare you, sir?
Who cares?
Andrew Garfield, by the way, is the tallest of the 3 Spider-Mans.
Is he really?
He's like 6-something.
5'10".
See, my Spider-Man is
5'10 is the tall one. Tom Holland and Toby are 5'8".
Okay. 5'8"?
There's no way Toby Maguire is 5'8".
I like Toby Maguire.
That's what the internet says.
He was my guy. Toby Maguire.
He got to play that jockey, don't you remember?
Yeah, I like that too. Yeah. I like everything he does.
Those are little guys.
Little guys. I know, but 5'8 seems like a pretty tall jockey, is my point.
It's movie magic.
Apparently. Suspension of disbelief. Kesha is going to be coming to town. One of the things that she's going to be probably singing is her new single. It's her first in 4 years, and it's called Praying. And it's a cool ballad. It's a very empowering piece.
I don't mind it, actually.
I like it.
It didn't sound like her, so. I don't know where I'd lay it in my day, though.
This is like the,
this is my fight song.
This is your empowerment party when you want to feel empowered.
Now to feel empowered.
She said she emerged from a really sad, lonely, dark place after the legal battle with Dr. Luke Gottwald. She says this album, Rainbow, is truly from the inside of my guts.
I see myself walking down a lonely railroad track towards a bridge that goes over a river for some reason.
Is there a wig, or are you going?
I'm everything, Molly.
Are you going sans?
I'm everything.
Hair? Well, she's got this. It sounds beautiful. Could be an exciting new chapter for her.
Go studio.
This is the Big Party Show on Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1.